was Hippocrates? Quote, Hippocrates was a beacon of light for mankind. He saved whole nations, and there was a shortage of dead people in Hades. End quote. Greek Anthology 9.53. As the father of Western medicine, Hippocrates is one of the select few figures from antiquity who are still universally familiar. Everyone nowadays has heard of the Hippocratic Oath. In the later Greek medical tradition, his prestige was so great that he was sometimes referred to simply as the doctor or the man, rather as Homer was called the poet, in recognition of his unparalleled influence on just about all subsequent Greek literature. Even so, reliable information about his life, personality, and achievements is very hard to come by. This is largely because contemporary and near-contemporary authors tell us almost nothing about him or his works, and nearly all the abundant details provided by later sources are either open to doubt or patently untrue. Not that this tradition that grew up around Hippocrates lacks a certain fascination of its own. There is nothing inherently implausible in the statement that Hippocrates traced his ancestry back 20 generations to Heracles, 19 generations to Asclepius. Serena's Life of Hippocrates 1. It was standard practice for aristocratic families to assert their ascendancy over their fellow citizens by claiming divine ancestry. It is, however, most unlikely that the king of Persia ever sent a letter such as the following, in indignant response to Hippocrates' refusal to be his court physician, on the grounds that he was an enemy to Greece. Quote, Great Artaxerxes, the king of kings, says this to the people of Kos. Hand over to my messengers Hippocrates the doctor, a person of bad character, who has acted outrageously both towards me and towards the Persians. Otherwise, you will learn that you will pay the penalty for initiating wrongdoing. For I shall obliterate your city and hurl your island into the deep sea, ensuring that in future time it will not even be known whether there was an island or city of Kos in that place. End quote. Pseudo-Hippocrates, Letters 8. But to return to the scant evidence from the period soon after Hippocrates' own time. From two brief references to him in Plato's Dialogues, it would seem that he belonged to a long-established medical tradition on the island of Kos, and may have been born sometime between 470 and 460 BC. Plato tells us that his approach to medicine was philosophical, and that he taught the art of medicine for a fee, and he implies also that Hippocrates was as highly regarded as a doctor as Polycletus and Phidias were as sculptors. Quite a compliment, since Phidias created the statue of Zeus at Olympia, one of the wonders of the world. Aristotle states that Hippocrates was a great doctor but a small man, and there is no compelling reason to doubt this. He is represented in statuary and on several coins minted on Kos, but these portrayals are from a much later period and probably have no real authority. The same, it may be said, is true of almost all representations of ancient celebrities other than kings and emperors. It is significant that Hippocrates is not yet associated at an early date with any of the medical texts which were attributed to him by the scholars at Alexandria, which was not founded till the end of the 4th century BC. In fact, there is only one pre-Alexandrian reference to any of the works in the Hippocratic corpus, and it is faulty. Aristotle quotes at length from The Nature of Man in his History of Animals, but attributes the work not to Hippocrates, but to his son-in-law, Polybus. There is little evidence to suggest that even the so-called Hippocratic Oath, which is included in the Hippocratic Corpus, was actually much used in antiquity. The first certain reference to it is from no earlier than the 1st century AD, in the preference to Scribonius Largus's prescriptions. Quote, A doctor, being bound by the sacred oath of the medical profession, will not give a harmful drug even to his country's enemies, for all that he will attack those same enemies in his capacity as a soldier and a good citizen. End quote. The attribution to Hippocrates of so many treatises, a synthesis of Greek medicine in the classical period, inevitably ensured that he achieved an incomparable status. But not a single one of the almost 70 works in the Hippocratic corpus can be shown to have been written by Hippocrates himself. On the contrary, inconsistencies and differences of opinion between the various treatises on basic principles such as methodology, etiology, treatment, and the role of the doctor in society make it clear that they were composed by many different authors. It is important to acknowledge this wide range of sources for the Hippocratic corpus, for otherwise we may be tempted to foster the notion of a single authoritative individual whose views on medicine were accepted unquestioningly by so many later generations. The great anatomist, Herophilus of Chalcedon, is said to have written a refutation of the Hippocratic prognostics in Alexandria around 300 BC. The Methodist school, which flourished in 1st century AD Rome, was not Hippocratic, hence the many vehement attacks on it by Galen. We hear even of polemics against Hippocrates. Perhaps most remarkable is the rumor that he gained much of his medical expertise by reading the case histories recorded in the temple of Asclepius, either on Kos or on Cnidos, and then burned the temple down to prevent rivals from gaining the same knowledge. Serenus, Life of Hippocrates 4. Hippocratic medicine, however it may be defined, did of course win out and dominated Western medical thinking and practice through the 19th century, but it is perhaps doubtful whether Hippocrates could have gained this status without the fervent and unwavering support given to him in the 2nd century AD by the mighty Galen. Imperiously ignoring or denigrating all the progress medicine had made in the intervening 600 years, Galen maintains that even doctors who do not follow Hippocratic principles would follow them if they had a clearer idea of what they were doing. Quote, "All doctors admire the man, but either they do not read his writings, or, if they do, they don't understand them, or, if they are fortunate enough to understand them, they are reluctant to turn theory into practice." End quote. The best doctor is also a philosopher, 1.55k. Whereas the advances made in medical knowledge and practice over the past 2 centuries have sidelined Galen, Hippocrates still stands as a beacon of light for mankind, but he does so not as an individual, but as an icon, a symbol of medical ideals.